Way back in the day, I was a composition student at the University of Canterbury. My professor, who taught me much, especially about orchestration, was the late John Ritchie. Now, I think it would be fair to say that the music department at Canterbury in those days, and prior, was not exactly a beacon for those interested in pursuing a path down the avant-garde trail of musical thought. So it was exceptionally prescient of Professor Ritchie to appoint, as a lecturer in composition, a recent graduate of the school whose outlook was decidedly alternative. His name was, and in fact still is, John Cousins. At the time, he was writing pieces like this. That was the opening of a work by John Cousins entitled Six Points and a Postscript. It was written for and here performed by violinist Ruth Pearl and her conductor husband Dobbs Franks, who also happened to be my conducting teacher. I had John as my lecturer for harmony. Lecturer is such a stuffy word. John was all enthusiasm, passion, knowledge. He made learning stuff fun and actively encouraged participation from the students. And being the arrogant young things we took him up on it, frequently taking over lectures while John sat, listened, and asked questions of us. It was delightfully subversive. It was John Cousins, more than anyone, who shaped my philosophy towards teaching, and I am eternally grateful to him for it. A fellow student and friend at the time, the composer Chris Cree Brown, also went on to teach at the same institution, in turn taking the same philosophy with him. This short work for violin and piano we are highlighting today is a relative rarity in that since the 70s, Cousins has devoted himself to sculptural mixed-media performance installations and body performance, multi-monitor video installations, multi-channel electroacoustic works, etc., etc. Many of these have been performed both in New Zealand and in countries such as Australia, the UK, Russia, Holland, Mexico, and the USA. There is a strongly personal, autobiographical basis to his work. Field recordings have been especially relevant to John, as he documented himself and others in natural situations, using the medium to explore facets of life experience. Since retiring from teaching in 2004, he works from his purpose-built Christchurch studio. I would strongly urge you to visit the website, Studio 174, where you can experience his audios and videos. I love Cousins' use of minimal gesture and register contrast throughout this work. He explores hints of colour in their most basic form. There is a sense of restraint which, paradoxically, creates real tension, while his subtle use of dynamic contrasts informs the whole piece. Works such as this often initially communicate as though the compositional process has been almost improvised. This is invariably not the case. The sound world Cousins has created is carefully considered, every nuance judged carefully. The violin and piano are inseparable. This thoroughly considered approach to composition informs all of Cousins' subsequent work, Exploring time, especially in relation to the natural landscape, has been a key field of endeavour. Giving away volition to explore the greater environmental forces has been something John does as part of the work process. He will think nothing of sitting on a beach, eyes closed, counting the waves for a whole day. So in the end, for me at least, this brief work for violin and piano, which dates back 45 years, is still an encapsulation of John Cousins' art. It is beautifully paced, carefully crafted, every detail meticulously considered, and it ends poignantly. 6 Points and a Postscript by John Cousins, performed in this recording from 1969 by violinist Ruth Pearl and pianist Dobbs Franks.
Thank you.